This is Bob Larson with your Marketline Report for Thursday, June 13th. Well, cattle takes a hit Wednesday as traders wonder if sagging beef prices could last all summer. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was lower. Those sagging beef prices may last to the end of the summer, and that has traders a little bit worried. The late start to the grilling season really set back futures a lot, and it's struggling for some footing to find its way. The technical resistance numbers are capping any upturn so far in the market. That being said, we are oversold. You know, maybe we will have a snapback. It certainly didn't happen today, especially when you think about the feeders. The feeders fell today. Gains in the grain side really weighed on the futures right now, and it seems that the feed prices are definitely going to go up as corn continues to march higher.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 8 1/4 at 526 and a half. July corn was up 2 1/4 at 429 and 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were down 14 and 3/4, ranging from 612 and 3/4 to 637 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were down 4 and 3/4, ranging from 644 and 3/4 to 654 and 3/4. Live cattle for June was down $1.25 at 109.62 and a half. August feeder cattle was down 32.5 cents to 137.87 and a half. And June class 3 milk was down 6 cents at 1629.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.